expected to unfold across Victoria over the coming days. I'll start with tomorrow, Saturday, and the exceptionally strong winds that we're expecting across the state, including the Melbourne area as well. Those strong winds are expected to develop across western parts of the state during the early hours of tomorrow morning, before extending across to central areas during the late morning and afternoon, and eastern parts through the remainder of the day. Now, the severe weather warning is current for that potential for damaging winds, with gusts between 90 and 100 kilometres an hour possible. We could even see gusts to 110 kilometres an hour over elevated areas with the passage of this cold front. For Melbourne specifically, we'll see two bursts of stronger winds, the first of which will be the northerly winds during the early hours of the afternoon through Melbourne. Now, that's most likely to be impacting northern suburbs and potentially southeastern Bayside suburbs as well. We'll see a secondary burst of strong winds around about dinner time as the westerly wind change moves through the area. There's also a potential for thunderstorms tomorrow as well. They're most likely to develop in western parts of Victoria through the early hours of the afternoon before extending across the remainder of the state. And there is the potential for damaging winds with storms and showers as they move across the area. There's also a moderate risk of thunderstorm asthma for most areas tomorrow as well. We're also seeing heightened fire dangers, with severe fire dangers likely for the Mallee and Wimmera on Sunday or Saturday. And that's most likely due to the strength of those winds. Now, it's a beautiful day today, and we've seen very warm and sunny conditions most recently. And so as a result, Sunday is going to feel like a particularly strong change as we see a burst of much colder air extending across the state. We'll see temperatures around about 4 to 10 degrees below average for this time of year, with most locations seeing temperatures in the high teens to low 20s. And the combination of this colder air mass with those strong winds will make the apparent temperature even colder. As we move into Monday, we'll see those temperatures drop even further, and there's even the potential for some snow accumulation over alpine areas during the afternoon and evening on Monday. Now, the winds are going to remain strong despite these cooler temperatures, so as a result, we're still going to see elevated fire dangers, very high fire danger forecast across northwestern parts of the state on both Sunday and Monday. And now I'll pass over to Alistair from the SES.